Good morning to all. I want to talk a little bit this morning on the subject of forgiveness. You know, one of the most difficult things for a human being to do in life is to forgive other people. Now, everyone is different. Some people find it easier to forgive than other people do. But many people have an extremely difficult time forgiving anyone that may have done wrong to them. Now, as human beings, we all make mistakes and we all hurt other people. There's an old proverb that says, quote, "To err is human, to forgive is divine." Friends, there is some truth in that saying. Oftentimes, it is only by the power of God's Spirit that gives us the strength to forgive others. Regarding the subject of forgiveness, I want us to consider the most perfect and divine example of forgiveness I've ever known. Jesus Christ asked forgiveness for those that crucified him. In Luke 23, while nailed to and dying on a cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." While he was being publicly humiliated, in every way imaginable, Jesus forgave those who were humiliating him. While on the cross in agonizing pain, Jesus forgave those that were causing his pain. While his lifeblood was flowing from his wounds, Jesus forgave those that had inflicted those wounds. Through all of this, Jesus was able to forgive. Now, friends, I want you to think about something. If we are hesitant to forgive others when they have wronged us, if we say we can't or we say we won't forgive others, are we then considering the wrongs done to us are greater than the wrongs perpetrated on Jesus? Brethren, let's put it in perspective. Not a one of the wrongs done to us by others even remotely compares to the wrongs done to Jesus Christ. And remember this. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespassed against us." Friends, it certainly appears that there is a connection. There is a link. There is a correlation between being forgiven and forgiving others. Think about it. Amen.